I am here to tell you that a good night's sleep will work wonders. One of the problems I've had for the last several weeks, really all through the holidays, is I've been a little busier than normal. And, when I say busy, I mean I will spend my hours at work, doing my thing, sitting at the computer and doing graphics at my day job. From 8 until 5, I should point out that even though it's a corporate job, and you sort of think corporate, you got meetings and that sort of thing, I am, my particular job, it is literally sitting in front of my computer for virtually that entire time. Now, I've worked out ways just to keep from going insane, for sitting so long. I've worked out ways to, sort of get myself up and moving. Like, for instance, I only do any kind of paperwork or reading that I have to do as I'm standing up. We've got kind of a nice office, and there's plenty of surfaces to sort of work on. We've got, my department sort of has a little, we jokingly call it the graphic design lounge, because it actually is sort of our workspace, but we use it to just kind of hang out sometimes. But for the most part, I'm sitting for the entire day. And then, because I've got so much going on outside of that, you know, whether I'm doing artwork, illustrations, or the occasional graphic design project for someone, I'll come home and I end up being at the computer just as long, almost as long. I will generally come in, I try whenever, you know, unless circumstances dictate otherwise, to get on the treadmill for about 25 minutes or so. I'll get something to eat, and then I'll be at the computer, and I'll be doing my illustration or doing whatever, and increasingly I'll look up and be very shocked to find that it's midnight or 1 o'clock. And because you can't just go from doing that to, you know, go right to bed, I mean, it ends up, as terrible as this is, and as much as I know this is a terrible thing to do, it will frequently be 2 o'clock in the morning by the time I'm in bed. And unfortunately, that happens more and more. And while I don't consider myself by any means old, I'm definitely not in my early 20s. I'm not, you know, 19 or anything. And it's starting to weigh on me. I've noticed that for the last several weeks, like at work, I mean, it takes a good deal of concentration to get myself sort of focused. The reason I tell you all this is because last night, yesterday I had a fantastic time at my parents' house in Glasgow, and my brothers were all there, and we had a lot of friends of the family that came in because it was, we were celebrating my father's birthday. It was a surprise birthday party. And he was shocked. It was a lot of fun. And probably the most fun of the whole thing was I got to play with my two nieces, who I see far too infrequently. Natalie is 3, and Leah is 7? Almost 7? 7? Wow, that blows my mind. I tend to go a little nuts playing with them. We have a really, really good time. And as much fun as it is, as you can imagine, it's also a little exhausting. But had a blast. By the time I got home, my brothers came back with me and came back to the condo with me and just hung out for a little bit. And that was kind of cool. But when I finally started sort of winding down, and you know how you get undressed for the evening and you're just kind of lounging around, I was like, the heck with this, I'm not going to stay up and do anything, even though I need to. I know I've got somebody out there who's waiting on some high-res images. I don't think there's any rush, but I like to get that stuff done. So, yes, I promise you, you know who you are, secret person. If you're listening to this, you'll be getting your high-res images tonight. But last night, it was 9 o'clock, and I'm like, screw it, I'm going to bed. And I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. To give you an idea, for a regular person, that's like going to bed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, that's just nuts for me. And I woke up at 9 a.m. this morning. So I got a full 12 hours sleep, and I feel like I could rip the ears off a Gundark right now. I feel awesome. So maybe that's the trick. Maybe I need to focus all that Jedi intensity on getting myself to bed, maybe not 9 o'clock every night, but at least by, say, 10:30, and just see if my productivity when I am awake goes up quite a bit. Because I feel awesome. Right now, I am heading to the movie theater to see The Road with Viggo Mortensen. I read the book, and all I can say is this is probably going to be depressing, so it's probably good that I'm in a super good, energized mood, because I should balance out to about normal when I see this horribly depressing film. But we'll see how that goes, and hopefully tonight I'll do some more illustration and post something else up on the blog, and everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.